愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
在我们这个礼拜读经进度里面，有包括路加福音第八章。
In our weekly Bible reading, we have read Luke chapter 8.
那我们来看路加福音第八章里面的一个人物。
Let's study a character in Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
从第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to
3. 路加第八章。第一节到第三节。
Luke 8, 1 to 3. Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. Verse 2. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons. Verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance.
在这里提到主耶稣传道的过程里面有一个女人蒙神纪念。
It describes in the preaching ministry of Lord Jesus Christ that there was a woman called Mary Magdalene.
她就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
And she was Mary Magdalene.
人类的历史里面出现过很多的人。
In the history of mankind, there have been many notable personalities.
很多人觉得死就完了。
And many people think that the conclusion of man is when they pass away.
所以人在活着的时候很注重现在。
And so when people are alive, they focus on the living needs.
但是抹大拉的玛利亚虽然她现在已经不在。
And even though Mary Magdalene is no longer here with us now.
但是她的名字还记在圣经里面。
But her name continues to be spoken of through the scriptures.
那这个圣经就是神的话。
And the scriptures is the word of God.
也就是这个女人还是蒙神纪念。
And which means that the Bible still remember this person called Mary.
那这是我们一生最美的地方。
And this will be the most beautiful thing.
我们活的一辈子，我们做了一些事情。神会纪念。
If we can be remembered by God for everything we have done in our lives and our life that we have lived.
圣经里面至少有五个玛利亚。
Now in the Bible there are at least five Marys.
这个五个玛利亚都很值得我们的效法。
And these five Marys are worthy of our admiration and imitation.
那这五个玛利亚里面大部分都跟主耶稣有关系。
And these Marys all have to do with Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣确实会让一个人的生活变成很有价值、很有意义。
Now, if we come to know Lord Jesus Christ, he could transform our lives into very valuable and priceless lives.
把主耶稣拿掉，我们人的意义就找不到了。
If we subtract Lord Jesus Christ from our lives, then we have find no meaning in our lives.
我们人的价值就找不到了。
Then we find no value to the substance of our lives.
所以玛利亚抹大拉的玛利亚虽然不像彼得、保罗，好像是一个很伟大的工人。
And even though Mary Magdalene may not be as famous as Paul or Peter,
但是她所做的事情在神看起来还是很有价值。
Yet what she has done in her lives is worthy of memory and mention.
那在玛利亚的身上，我们看到蒙恩与感恩。
We see in her lives that there is receiving a grace and also gratitude for the grace she received.
那她蒙恩是什么恩？
And what kind of grace did Mary receive?
我们看第二节。
In verse
2. 这里讲后面说玛利亚曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
Mary Magdalene had seven demons cast out of her.
那在第一节说主耶稣宣传神国的福音。
In verse 1 it says that Lord Jesus went out preaching the glad tidings of the kingdom of God.
所以在第一节跟第三节里面提到灵界的两个力量。
And in verse 1 and 3 speaks of the power of the kingdom of God.
一个是神。跟他的国
the spiritual power, and one is about God and His spiritual kingdom.
那另外当然就是魔鬼，还有他的权势。
And the other mentions the devil and his authority.
那其实我们虽然住在美国，在灵界里面，我们还是活在这两个力量当中。
And even though we may be living in America, yet we also exist between the struggles of the spiritual realm and also the domain of the evil realm.
如果我们跟神的国没有份,
if we have no part in the spiritual kingdom of God,
自动的我们就在魔鬼的权势之下,
then we will automatically fall into a kingdom of darkness.
没有第三个国家可以去。
There is no other kingdom that we will go to.
所以有时候我们听人讲，我没有坏到好像要下地狱。
And some people may regard themselves as not being so bad that they should go to hell.
但是我好像也没有好到可以上天国。
Some people also know that they are not good enough to maybe go to heaven.
我就满足于我现在的自己。
And so they are satisfied with their present state where they are now.
好像天国跟地狱中有第三个地方可以去。
As if there is a third place between heaven and earth and hell that they could subsistent.
但是如果圣经我们看得很清楚,
but if we study the Bible carefully,
不是跟神的国有份, 自动就是在魔鬼的权下。
It tells us clearly that if we have no part with the kingdom of God, then we are automatically defaulted into the kingdom of darkness.
所以第八节才讲啊，为什么主耶稣要来世界传神国的福音？
And therefore in chapter 8 it states why Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to preach the gospel glad tidings.
就是要救我们脱离魔鬼的权势，让我们迁到他爱子的国度里面。
It is to deliver us from the kingdom of darkness so that we can be brought into the kingdom of light.
所以这个救恩是在灵界里面的一个移民
of his beloved son, and so go having salvation, it is to be adopted and delivered into salvation.
如果很多人用很多的力量、很长的时间、很多的钱，想要得到美国的身份，
many people will use all their might, all their financial power and strength and time to try to come to the country of America.
但是我们更要努力的就是要跟神的国有份。
But we need to strive ever more to be able to be part of the kingdom of heaven.
那我们现在看路加福音在提到神的国带给我们什么。
So let's study in the book of Luke, what does the kingdom of God bring to us today?
好，我们来看路加的第四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章是八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
19.
Verse 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这里讲主耶稣出来传道了。
Here states that Lord Jesus Christ came out to preach the gospel.
然后他打开以赛亚书。
And he opened the book of Isaiah.
因为原来主耶稣出生前800年了，神就感动先知写下来主耶稣要来，而且他要做什么。
800 years before Lord Jesus was born, there was the prophet Isaiah who was moved by the Holy Spirit to prophesy what Lord Jesus will be born and what he will do in his life.
这个地方说他要传福音给贫穷的人。
And it states that he will preach the gospel to the poor.
这个福音就是有福气的好消息。
So gospel is something that is a blessed news to all those who hear it.
所以来接受福音是接受好的讯息。
So whoever receives of this gospel, they will receive a good message.
那第一个会得到福气的就是贫穷的人。
And those who will receive the message first will be the poor.
这个贫穷主要是心灵贫穷。
And poor refers to those who are poor at heart.
所以主耶稣说虚心的人有福了。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, blessed are the poor in heart.
英文叫 poor, 换回来就说心灵贫穷的有福了。
Poor in spirit, for there is... translates to something that's missing in their heart.
那有什么福气?
And what is their blessing?
天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
他要得到神的国。
They shall receive the kingdom of God.
所以这是主要带给人福气。
So this is the primary blessing of those who are poor at heart.
地上找不到的。
It is not a blessing that we can find in this world.
在主耶稣里面找得到的。
But it is something we can find in only Lord Jesus Christ.
就是神国的盼望。跟里面的恩典。
And that is the hope and the blessings in the kingdom of God.
好，那接下去让我包括我们被掳的得释放。
Then it says to proclaim liberty to the captives.
这个被掳就是他有某种权势把我们抓去。
And liberty to captives means they have been made captive by some sort of dominion.
那最有权势是什么？
And what is the greatest power now?
是死。
It is death.
死从哪里来？
And where does death come from?
死从罪来。
Death comes from the existence of sin.
没有一个人不死。
And there is not one person who will not die.
就是没有一个人能够脱离罪的权势。
And there is not one person that can escape the power and domain of sin.
所以活到最后，每个都死。
And therefore, everyone cannot escape death. They will all die.
连自己觉得是好人也会死。
Even those who regard themselves as being good, they shall also die.
这个表示他也是罪人。
It represents that they are also sinners.
但是主耶稣来要让我们啊。让被掳的得释放。
Lord Jesus Christ came to proclaim liberty to the captives.
就是他的救恩要解救我们脱离罪。
That is his salvation shall deliver us from the sin.
已经犯了罪，主耶稣要把这个债把它解消。
And those who have sinned, God will pay the debt and the price of sin for us.
已经犯了罪，主耶稣要把这个罪的担子把它拿掉。
And those who are under and crushed under the burden of sin shall be lifted in their burdens by Lord Jesus Christ.
把这个病，罪的病拿掉。
And Lord Jesus shall heal us of this disease of sin.
那就不会死。
And so we will not die any longer.
这个是非常非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important point to know.
那接下去主耶稣要让我们从罪性的捆绑得到自由。
And also Lord Jesus Christ will deliver us from the power of sinful nature.
这个罪性啊，就是藏在我们内心。
The sinful nature is hidden in our hearts.
不想生气，还是会生气。
Even when we do not feel like being angry, we shall burst out in anger.
不想恨人，还是会恨人。
And even when we do not want to be hateful, we will come forth with evil hatred to others.
这是罪性。
And this is a part of our sinful nature.
主耶稣要让我们得自由，
But
得释放。
Lord Jesus will give us release us from such captivity.
那下面说瞎眼的得看见。
Here it states, he will give recovery of sight to the blind.
圣经告诉我们，我们活在两个世界里面。
The Bible describes that we live amidst between two worlds.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神创造有一个是眼睛看得到的。
The earth that he created is something that is visible.
这是物质界的。
And this is the material world.
但是还有一个就是创造万物那一位神，这是灵界。
There is also the spiritual realm, the creator that lives in the hidden and invisible to the eyes.
那主耶稣来就是要开我们的眼睛，看到灵界的奥秘跟美好。
And Lord Jesus Christ came so that he can open our eyes so we can see this invisible realm, his kingdom, and see how beautiful and glorious this kingdom is.
所以透过他的救恩，让我们能够有一个永远的盼望。
So through his salvation, Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us eternal hope of glory.
让我们的心能够去追求灵界的完美。
So that our hearts may want to pursue after this beauty in the spirit.
所以在灵界里面没有得到救恩就是瞎眼。
And those who cannot obtain the salvation of spiritual kingdom are blinded.
这是可怜的。
And this is pitiful.
那第三个。
And thirdly,
受压制的得自由。
Those who are oppressed shall be released.
什么压制？
And who are the oppressed?
受魔鬼的压制。
Those who have been oppressed by evil.
所以我们回到路加第八章。
And turning back to Luke chapter 8.
这个抹大拉的玛利亚身上有七个鬼。
On the body of Mary Magdalene, there are seven demons.
鬼的能力比人大。
And the power of demons is greater than humans.
所以如果鬼附在人身上，人没有办法抵挡。
And therefore, if someone is possessed by demons, they cannot ward it off themselves.
所以有的人说，如果有鬼，为什么不来找我？
And some people may say, if there is really demons, then why don't they come and look for me?
这个讲的是好像很勇敢。
And it seems like they are very brave.
但是如果真的鬼去找他，他就会痛苦一辈子。
But actually, if the demons do search him out, then for sure they'll suffer oppression the rest of their lives.
因为这个力量不是人能够赶得出去的。
Because this demonic power is not something that human power can cast out on their own.
那有时候拜错神比没有拜神更糟糕。
And sometimes when we find the wrong God to worship, maybe even worse than not worshiping any God whatsoever.
因为拜错神，有的就是拜到魔鬼。
Because some people worship the wrong God, they end up worshiping demons.
那魔鬼进到人的心。我们一生就被他控制。
And they will invite demons into their heart by worshiping the wrong God, so they will be controlled and oppressed by demons the rest of their lives.
那魔鬼本身啊，他就是一个恶的灵。
And demon himself is an evil spirit.
他有很多不好的影响。
He has many evil influences in our lives.
对人的肉体有影响。
And he can affect our flesh.
对人的心灵也有影响。
He can affect our emotions in our heart.
对人跟神的关系也有影响。
He can affect our relationship with God.
那魔鬼常常用罪来控制人。
And demons will always use these things to control humans.
那魔鬼常常用错误的思想来控制人。
He will use the wrong concepts and thinkings to control us and influence us.
所以我们可以看到，抹大拉玛利亚被七个鬼附着，她的人生差不多已经完了，没有希望。
So we can imagine that Mary Magdalene's life was completely destroyed by these seven demons.
所以我们在教会里面也有被鬼附着、无路可走来慕道的。
We also have encountered believers in our church who have been demonized and they have sought release by coming to our church.
那他们的见证里面说他是踢到铁板才来靠主耶稣。
And in their testimonies, they said they have walked to a dead end and they could not go anywhere else except find Lord Jesus Christ to save them.
那是很痛苦的经验。
And that type of experience for them was very terrifying and also very torturous.
就来找主耶稣，大家为他祷告，鬼就出去了。
And after they come to our church, when everyone pray for them, they are released from such captivity of demons.
那我们家里面如果有一个人不正常，全家都不正常。
And if there's one person who is suffering under the influence of demons in our family, then everyone will have no peace.
所以抹大拉玛利亚不是他本身的痛苦，而这是他家人的痛苦。
And therefore, the suffering of Mary Magdalene is not just her own, but also the suffering of her entire family.
那谁能够解决呢？
So who can solve these problems?
感谢主，刚好主耶稣从那里过啊。
Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ happened to have walked by there.
就把七个鬼赶出去了。
As he went through the city, he cast out the demons, seven demons from Mary's body.
所以从今以后，他就过新的生活。
And therefore, she is able to live a new life again.
从魔鬼的压制里得到自由。
From the oppression of demons, she is able to obtain liberty and freedom.
这就是恩典。
And this is called grace.
所以什么是恩典？
So what is grace?
我信主以后比较跟信主以前不同，那就是恩典。
If we can find that we are different after we believe in Christ than the time before we believe in Christ, that is already grace.
所以有的恩典是有形的，有的恩典是无形的。
And therefore, some grace is something that is seen, others are unseen.
有的是外在的，有的是里面的。
And some grace is external and some are internal.
有的人信主以后觉得很平安，很喜乐。
And some people after believing in Christ find peace and satisfaction in your souls.
很自由。
They feel very free,
很有力量,
from the power of sin and full of strength,
人生很有盼望,
and a lot of power to live on, keep on living.
活着很有意义,
they live an abundant, vibrant life.
这就是恩典,
full meaning, and that is called grace.
所以信主跟前后比较不同，那就是恩典。
And so if we can look at ourselves and see the difference between believing Jesus before and after, we can see the grace that God has already bestowed upon us.
那抹大拉玛利亚的恩典就是神七个鬼把他赶出去。
And so Mary's grace was to receive the casting out of seven demons.
所以不但她得恩典，她全家也得恩典。
So not only she received this grace, but her entire family was blessed as a result.
从那一天开始，她就过感恩的生活。
From that day forward, she lived a life of gratitude.
那我们就要看主耶稣怎么来感谢抹大拉玛利亚怎么来感谢神。
So let's see how Mary Magdalene praised and thanked God with her life.
这个第二节说，主耶稣传道理的时候，还有有几个跟他一起去。
And here it states in verse 1 to 3 that there are some women who also go with Jesus when he's preaching.
她特别是恶鬼所附、疾病所累已经治好的几个妇人。
Especially certain women who have been healed of evil spirits and infirmities.
这几个妇人她又特别提到抹大拉的玛利亚。
And out of these certain women, it was especially mentioned Mary Magdalene.
那她跟着主耶稣做什么？
And what did these women follow Jesus to do?
跟着主耶稣一起去传福音。
They followed him to help with the preaching the gospel.
但是第三节
In verse 3,
用自己的财物供给耶稣跟门徒。
And they provided for Lord Jesus with their substance.
所以我们就知道他的感恩第一个就是跟着主耶稣去传神国的福音。
So we see how she lived a life of repaying the grace of God by providing for the disciples and Lord Jesus out of her own material means.
今天我们这个教会要传福音需要有一个团队。
When we want to preach the gospel in this church, we need to have a team.
比方说我们要带一个人来信主。
And for example, when we want to bring one person to believe,
有时候都是好几个人一个团队的侍奉把他带进来。
It takes many people's manpower to work together as a team to save one soul.
那有的人会带慕道朋友来。
And some people are good at introducing new friends to the church.
那有的人很会跟他见证神的恩典。
And others are very good at testifying of their grace in their lives and witnessing.
那有的人很会为他祷告。
And others are very good at praying for interceding for this person.
那有的人很会跟进。
And other people are very good at following up.
所以这个一群人这样啊，一个团队的侍奉，最后这个人啊带进到救恩里面。
And therefore, to save and deliver a soul requires the teamwork of many people.
所以牟大拉的玛利亚啊，她这个服事的动力从哪里来
？And where did this power for her to serve come from？
就是她的感恩。
It came from her sense of gratitude.
这样的侍奉啊，最有力量。
And this type of servitude is the most powerful.
我想为主耶稣做一些事情。
I would like to repay the grace of God by doing something for him.
不是因为教会安排我，所以我做。
I do it not just because I've been assigned work in a church.
也不是因为大家做，我不做，不好意思。
I do it not because everybody else does it, and I want to do it too.
我为主耶稣做一些事情，是因为我从得到他恩典，得到他的恩典。
I serve God because He has bestowed so much grace and blessings in my life.
所以我要做一些事情来回报他。
And therefore, I want to dedicate my life to serving Him.
所以到最后，我们服侍神是对神恩典的一个回应。
And therefore, our ultimate motivation for servitude should be from repayment of grace to God.
那到最后，我们周围的人怎么在服侍，这已经不重要，那是我跟主耶稣的关系。
And therefore, it doesn't matter what other people do around us in serving the Lord. It comes down to only my relationship with God alone.
那这样的侍奉啊，非常有主动性。
And this type of servitude will be very highly self-motivated.
而且很有力量。
And this type of servitude is also very powerful.
所以主耶稣这个摩大拉玛利亚怎么感恩呢？就是跟着主耶稣去传道。
And so how did Mary Magdalene repay the kindness of Jesus Christ? She followed him to go in the preaching the gospel.
那如果我们把这个时间推回到2000年前，跟主耶稣传道是不简单的。
And let's think about this. 2000 years ago, to be able to go out and preach with Lord Jesus Christ is not an easy thing.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有巢，我没有放枕头的地方。
Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to rest his head.
主耶稣穷到没有放枕头的地方。
Lord Jesus Christ had no place to rest his head.
他的生活非常简单。
His life was extremely simple.
然后我们看他的生活，有时候都是用走路的。
And his life, it took a lot of walking.
或者骑驴驹。
Where he was riding on donkeys or mules,
都不舒服的。
It is all a very uncomfortable journey.
你现在说我们做圣工在美国大家还可以接受。
When we serve the Lord in America, we can still be very comfortable in our servitude.
那如果说教会要派你到非洲，我想很多人就会考虑。
But if the church is going to send you to Africa, I'm sure many people will be hesitant.
因为那个生活条件差太多。
Because the environment there is so much more harsh.
但是主耶稣当时的传道是更简单了，生活更简单。
But if we look at the lifestyle of Lord Jesus Christ, it's even harsher and harder than at times now.
所以要有神的爱常常在里面感动，才有办法在这个每一天的生活这样一直跟着主耶稣走。
So the only way we can serve God under such harsh conditions will be the moving force of the love of God in our lives.
马可本来是跟着保罗走。
Originally, Mark was following Paul to in the missionary trips.
但到一半他就走了。
But after halfway point, he abandoned them.
圣经说马可贪爱世界，他就走了。
And it stated in the Bible that he loved the world, so he left.
所以摩大拉的玛利亚他的感恩确实是很有力量的。
And therefore, we can see the gratitude of Mary Magdalene is indeed powerful.
那供给耶稣跟门徒的需要。
To provide for Lord Jesus Christ and disciples' daily needs.
有时候我们到非洲去传福音。
Sometimes when we go preach in Africa.
当我们带钱去什么都可以买。
When we bring our money, we can buy anything we need.
而且东西也不贵。
And the things there are not too expensive.
但是常常有一些很感动的事情发生。
But yet there are many things that touch our hearts that happen over there.
有一次我们到肯尼亚去。
One time we went to Kenya.
在边界。
While we were in a border of Kenya.
我坐在客厅，有一群鸡从那里走过去。
When we were sitting in the living room, a bunch of chickens passed us by.
那个负责人说，这群鸡啊叫做 cow.
And then the board members said these group of chickens are called co. K-O.
我听不懂，怎么说七鸡叫做 co?
And I didn't understand why they named these chickens co.
那他就解释了。
And he explained.
就是有一次柯传道去那里传道。
One time when Pastor Co went there to preach.
很早啊，差不多四点钟啊，就有一个人啊走路差不多两个钟头，拿一条母鸡给他。
And about 4 a.m. early in the morning, a person had been walking all night and brought a mother hen to Pastor Ko.
所以他就交代这个负责人说，就把他帮我养就好。
And then Pastor Ko asked this council member to please raise this hen for him.
那后来这个母鸡就生小鸡，就很多鸡啊。
And this mother hen gave birth to many chickens, and so there were so many chickens that was there.
这鸡是谁的？说把它叫做 Ko。
And so when they asked whose bunch of chickens these belong to, they said this group is called Co's chickens.
这个就是神的爱啊。
And that is the love of God.
就是神的恩典啊。
And this is the blessing of God.
那有的时候走很远，就是拿一个蛋给你，只有一个。
And sometimes we may walk very far to preach the gospel, and they may only give us one little egg to eat.
那个蛋所代表是什么？
Yet that egg, what did it represent for us?
它对神的爱。
It shows their expression of love to God.
那有时候头抬着这个香蕉。
And sometimes they'll carry bunches of bananas on their heads.
用钱来买不实在是不多了。
If you were to count it in dollars, it's not too much money.
但你觉得很感动。
But yet you will be moved to tears by their love.
因为那就是对神的爱。
Because they're showing their gratitude to God.
所以抹大拉的玛利亚在她传道主耶稣传道的过程确实给予她很多的帮助。
And therefore Mary Magdalene provided and helped out with so much of material needs as Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel.
这是她感恩的表现。
This is her life of thanksgiving to God.
我们看路加二十三章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23.
四十九节。
Verse 49.
二十三章的四十九节。
23 verse 49. But all his acquaintances and the women who follow him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things.
好，我们再看
Let's look at verse 55. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid.
在主耶稣生命的最后一个时刻,
in the final moments of Lord Jesus' life,
谁跟他同在?
on this earth, who was with him?
这里特别记载几个妇人，还有抹大拉的玛利亚。
And specifically mentions some women and Mary of Magdalene.
她爱主耶稣，爱到主耶稣死了。
She loved Jesus to the point when Jesus died.
而且她的爱还是没有结束。
Yet her love was never extinguished.
所以主耶稣被埋在坟墓里面，抹大拉的玛利亚跟着去。
And even when Lord Jesus' body was buried in the tomb, she continued to follow the body of Christ.
所以她关心主耶稣是关心到最后。
So her care and concern for Lord Jesus never ended, it continued to the end.
所以我们的爱，哪里有爱，哪里就有责任。
And wherever we have love, we will have responsibility and duties.
那个地方就有关心。
And that place shall show our love and concern.
所以这个关心跟责任是从爱来的。
And love and concern comes from, and responsibility come from love.
所以主耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
And therefore Lord Jesus questioned Peter, do you love me?
如果你爱我，你要喂养我的羊。
If you do love me, then feed my sheep.
所以那个责任是出于你爱我吗？
And therefore the responsibility comes from loving Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就知道这个爱没有时间跟地域的限制。
And we have truly loved Jesus, we know this love is not bounded by time or space.
所以今天我们对主的爱就是从这里出来。
And this is where our love also comes from today, the source of our love.
所以有一个工人年老的工人，他勉励年轻的工人。
And one time there's more senior worker encouraging a younger worker.
说你们如果退休以后就不关心教会的事情。
If you, upon retirement, if you no longer care about the Church of God,
那很显然你们可能是雇工的。
Then it may show that you are only hired hands.
为什么？因为你有领教会生活费，所以你就有责任。
Because you only have responsibility as a result of the salary the church pays you.
那你现在没有领生活费就没有责任了。
And without your living allowance, you no longer care about the church.
所以责任是因为你有领到东西，所以你有责任。
And you only have this sense of responsibility as a result of receiving this living allowance.
但其实责任不是从这里来的。
But it should not be so.
责任是从爱来的。
Responsibility should be from the fact that we love Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么要退休？
And so why do we retire?
因为体力到一定程度没有办法继续，所以有某一种程度的工作不能做。
And because our physical bodies have only a certain extent, we can only do certain things after a while.
但是如果我们对神的爱没有改变，对教会的关心、祷告不会改变。
And therefore, even when our body may become weaker, yet we will never fail in our loving concern and prayers for the church.
所以我们在教会真的看到很多很美好的榜样。
And therefore, we continue to see wonderful models of love in our church.
他已经退休了，年纪很大了，但是他想的都是在关心教会。
Even those who are retired or advanced in age, they continue to love and care for and concern for the church.
这个就是真的神的爱在感动。
And this is because of the great love of God that continues to motivate their lives.
所以抹大拉的玛利亚关心主耶稣到他死，而且到他埋葬。
So Mary Magdalene's love did not fail at Lord Jesus' crucifixion and continue to the very end, even at the burial and entombment.
那门徒都走了。
And then when all the disciples left,
但是玛利亚还在那里。
Yet Mary Magdalene still remained there.
那她是第一个看到主耶稣复活的。
She was also the first to witness the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是神给她的赏赐。
And this is the greatest blessing that Lord Jesus gave her.
看到主耶稣复活，这是非常非常兴奋的一件事情。
And this is indeed a great miracle and blessing for her to be able to witness the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
抹大拉的玛利亚，主耶稣向她显现。
And Mary Magdalene was personally seen, met by Lord Jesus Christ.
那最后我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传的第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary and mother of Jesus and with his brothers.
耶稣升天以后啊，有120个人在祷告。
After Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, 120 people gathered to pray.
里面有几个妇人。
And in that group again were several women.
当然，这几个妇人也包括抹大拉的玛利亚，因为圣经常常这样记载。
And in this group of women, we would assume Mary Magdalene is also part of it, as the scripture will often mention her name.
他们在做什么
？And what do they do?
要祷告，要建立神的国教会。
They were praying and interceding for the kingdom of heaven to be shown on earth.
所以我们可以看到啊，他的爱真的是一直持续下去。
So we can see that her love continues and persists.
今天他名字记在圣经里面。
And today Mary Magdalene is remembered through the Bible.
所以这是我们学习一个对象。
And therefore she is a model that we can imitate.
有一天我们回头过来看我们的人生。
One day when we turn back to review our life,
可能没有一个人知道
maybe no one would know
我们做什么
all the things that we have done for God.
但是在我们心里的最深处
but in our deepest part of our heart,
我们知道我们为神做了一些事情
we would know what we have done for the Lord.
那我们就觉得我们这一生是很有价值的
and we will feel that we have lived a life full of meaning.
只要神知道神在纪念那就很好
As long as God knows and God remembers, that is all it needs to be.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
换一首哈，四百六十八。